poetic lyrics. I think lyrics all come down on some level to abstract lyrics and conversational lyrics. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Songtown on Songwriting Pod. I'm here with my co-host, Marty Dotson.
Come on.
Marty, I got a question, an email this week from a Songtown member asking about poetic lyrics. They wanted to know, how poetic should you get with lyrics today? And so I just wanted to talk a little bit about poetic lyrics, because there's so much around this and so much misinformation about what makes a lyric poetic and different genres and different things. But for me, I think lyrics all come down on some level to, I don't classify them as poetic. I mean, for me, that's poetry. That's all. It's art form. I look at it more like abstract lyrics and conversational lyrics. So, for instance, a group like Coldplay singing a lyric like their song Yellow back in the day. A lot of these rock groups had these abstract lyrics that were almost like looking at an abstract painting. You didn't quite know what it was, but it made you feel what you were supposed to feel. Mm-hmm. And so I like to, rather than say, oh, it's poetic, I look at it and say, okay, is it abstract or does it have, you know, the clear conversation? And I know that country typically is the most conversational and clear of all the genres, but I've noticed over the last 7 or 8 years, pop, if you're Ed Sheeran or Taylor Swift or Beyonce or Maroon 5, these big pop bands, I notice a lot of times their lyrics are very clear, you know? Yeah. Somebody goes, oh, well, Taylor Swift, she has Anti-Hero, and it talks about, you know, the graveyard shift and my ghost and all these things. But throwing in some, like, interesting metaphors in your verses isn't, to me, what I would call poetic, you know? I mean, her lyrics are very conversational. I feel like she's talking to me. She's very clear. I just think I've noticed over the last 10 years or so that lyrics tend to be way more conversational. I don't know if it's because you've got to cut through all the noise out there and you need to reach people and let them know right off the bat. I mean, look at TikTok. Instantly, you know what those songs are about when people start singing. They tell you, this is a song that I wrote when my boyfriend broke up with me, and boom, the lyrics are clear. So that's my thought. Like, the people that are trying to write for the big genres, for a lot of to reach a lot of people, tend to be clear. If you're an indie artist and you have a small, dedicated following, they'll follow you anywhere. And oftentimes, the more interesting and abstract you can be, it keeps them on that journey with you. So I don't know. That just some kind of thoughts that came to my head. When I say poetic lyrics, what do you think of?
Well, I think, and I mentor a lot of people around this topic because a lot of people kind of err on one side or the other. But I think your assessment's pretty close to what I would say on being abstract. I think, you know, a great example is one time a friend of mine said, I almost called you last night. I was in bed with my wife and I went, wait, where's this headed? You know, and he goes, she asked me if I still love her. And I said, he was relaying the story. He said, I said, yeah, of course I still love you. You know, we've been married 35 years. And she goes, yeah, but like, can you tell me how much you love me, or, you know, how you feel about me? And he said, I thought, oh no, this is why I need to call Marty, because I'm going to get in trouble here. And he said, you're the grass beneath my feet. And she hit him with her pillow and went in the other room to sleep. And the reason that happened was because she wanted something honest and real from his heart.
Right.
And he gave her some poetic nonsense.
Right.
And, you know, he said, well, what I meant was you make life easy. And she said, yeah, I'm what you walk on.
Oh.
So it didn't go well for him. But I think that's what happens a lot of times in songs. We're if the point of the song is to communicate something heartfelt and real, you can't get too poetic with it, or the listener won't believe you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you get abstract and flowery and poetic, you really risk taking away the heart of that message. And so when I am mentoring people, one of the suggestions I give them is to look at the goal for the song. So if it is that song where it's like a straight ahead love song, or a song that's sung right to someone and you're trying to convey something meaningful, powerful, you want to be pretty conversational. You know, you can throw in a couple of little interesting lines like you talked about, but you can't sound like Shakespeare or, you know, some poet trying to communicate this heartfelt message, because it's not going to work. On the other side of that, there's a great example. There's a song called "The Moon Is Still Over Her Shoulder" that Michael Johnson had out a long, long time ago, probably in the 80s. But the song is about romanticizing that his wife, who they've been together for many years, to him, she still looks like that girl in this picture with the moon over her shoulder and a ribbon in her hair.
Right.
And so because the song is a romanticized story, it's not to her, it's telling the audience about her, and it's being romanticized because we know that she doesn't still look like that 18-year-old girl in the picture.
Right.
Then he's got a lot more liberty to be poetic and to use some colorful language and images and things like that, that he would not say if he was talking to her. So that's kind of a rule of thumb that I teach people is, you know, look at the goal of the song, and that can help you decide whether to be a little more poetic or to be more conversational.
Yeah, I agree with that totally. And, you know, when you said the line about the grass beneath my feet, don't let, you know, a lot of writers, when they write unclear, they go, oh, well, I'm being poetic.
Right.
There's a big difference, because if you're going to go the poetic route, the sound of the words, the vowels, the consonants, they all have to match the emotion of the music. So if you're going to go all abstract, there's a lot of subtle things you need to start learning. You just can't write weird ass lyrics and go, okay, well, I'm being abstract and you don't get it, so that's your problem because I'm poetic.
Right.
You know? And I see that. I see people defending their lyrics. Oh, I'm just writing poetic. No, if you're going to write poetic, then you need to know what that means and really study that. Because when I listen to Yellow by Coldplay, it starts out very conversational. As the song develops, it gets a little bit more poetic, but none of the sound of the words and the shape of the music, everything fits together in a way that is emotional, and you don't have to understand every line. But they do something smart in that song. They start out pretty clear and conversational. So by the time later in the song, when they get to the more poetic parts, the more, you know, abstract parts, you already know what the song's about. You have a sense of what the song is about. And I've also found, I don't know if you've noticed this, but a lot of times lyrics can be a little more abstract in verses, like with Taylor Swift's Anti-Hero. Then when she hits that chorus, man, is it simple. You know, a whole song of abstract is going to be weird. But, you know, hey, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me. I mean, you can't get any more simple than that.
Right.
But she does have some interesting lines in the verses. So that's something to consider, too, when you're writing. I've even heard country writers like Matresa Berg. She's just a phenomenal writer from yesterday's. And she would say that too. She'd go, if I'm going to get poetic, it's going to be in my verses. And then my chorus is going to make a lot of sense. So I think those little kind of tips can help you balance everything.
Yeah. And I was writing with a rock band one time, and I kept throwing out lines. They told me what they wanted to write about. So I'm throwing out lines and they're like, no, let's say this. And they would throw out lines that didn't make any sense at all. And finally, the lead singer stopped and he goes, dude, it doesn't have to make sense. It just has to sound cool. Mm-hmm. And I said, what if it sounded cool and it made sense? And he went, whoa, you know, I mean, I think like you're talking about, I think sometimes that poetic or abstract thing is an excuse to be lazy with our lyrics, or, right, you know, or I could sit down and write something that doesn't make sense in 5 minutes. You know, that's no problem to do, you know? So I think what I try to do is to always serve my song well. So I'm looking at what I'm trying to do with my song and what kind of language it needs. And then I try to make it make sense. You know, even if it's got interesting lines and lyrics, you're going to understand what it's about. And I think, especially if you're not the artist and you're pitching your songs, our songs have to make a little more sense. You know, an artist can get away with writing something that's a little more vague or abstract, but if we're pitching our songs, they're going to have to be stronger lyrically. And that usually means they're going to make sense at a level that maybe the artist's songs don't always.
Yeah. No, you're definitely right. I mean, an indie artist that writes all their own material can get as far out there as they want, as their audience allows, really. And if their audience allows for that, they can go way out there. But you're looking at a much smaller audience. You know, once you hit the big time people like the Maroon 5s and the Katy Perrys and those major artists, you know, they have to communicate to a lot of people, you know, and it's a whole different thing. And if you're trying to write songs for those artists, sending them a song that they don't understand just kind of puts up a roadblock that doesn't have to be there. And I think that's a good point. If you're a seasoned, crafted, great songwriter, you know, maybe to get on those big projects, here's the thing. The greatest lyrics, I think, of all time, the one that people remember, are simple, but they're interesting and they're powerful. To me, that is the ultimate goal. That's that brass ring we're reaching for. It's to be simple and conversational, but to be so powerful and emotional and be interesting. You know, anybody can write a simple lyric, but people tune out in 2 seconds if it's not interesting. So, yeah, I think for me, that's always been my kind of goal, is to have conversational lyrics, but still be kind of interesting.
Yeah, and it doesn't take much to make a song have some, you know, interesting lines. You don't have to put things all through the song that are, you know, oh, let's put this to make it different and weird or whatever. You know, sometimes you can have just one line in the song that people go, oh, wow, that's really creative and fresh. And my song Must Be Doing Something Right, which is my biggest song, there's one line that I think is kind of poetic and different. And that's Deep Blue Needs You Eyes. Other than that, that song is just conversation. Mm-hmm. It's very simple.
Yeah.
You know, so I think a lot of times people try to put too much in a song, and it kind of makes it crosses the line over into abstract or weird, and it loses what the song is about.
Yeah. And we could do a whole show on how often songs, they have one line in there that you remember, like that song you're talking about with the Deep Blue Need You Eyes. People will talk about that line when they talk about that song. Oh, that's such a great line. And in context, but everything around it is not on that level. So a lot of times I see beginning writers, they try to fill every line with one of those killer lines like that, and it's too much. People tune out. So I think a lot of times knowing where to pick your spots and place that poetic line that says something that's a little different, that's the beauty of it. Not writing a whole entire lyric that, oh, well, what is this about, you know?
Right.
Hey, Marty, let's talk about our sponsor, Sweetwater. They've been gracious enough to sponsor us for over a year now. We love Sweetwater. It's where I get my gear. It's where Marty gets his gear. Songtown is thankful for those guys. And we're thankful for you for listening, for watching on YouTube, tuning in, and all our thousands of members around the world. We appreciate you guys.
Yes, we do. We'll see you next week. Check out the show notes for links to books and to Songtown itself. We'd love for you to check out Songtown
Take care.